صل على محمد وآل محمد.
On the 9th of Muharram, a wicked man named Shimr arrived in Karbala with orders from Ibn Ziyad for Umar ibn Sa'd. The orders stated that if Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not surrender and give the oath of allegiance at once, he must be fought and killed immediately. On hearing these orders, Umar railed a part of his army and marched towards the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Abbas alayhi salam advanced towards the enemy with some horsemen and inquired from them the reason for their sudden approach. When he was told of the ultimatum, he said that he would inform Imam Hussein alayhi salam of the position and bring back the reply. When Abbas alayhi salam briefed Imam Hussein alayhi salam of the situation, Imam alayhi salam said to his brother, "Go back to them and if possible ask for an extension of time till tomorrow morning, so that tonight we may offer prayers to Allah, making du'as and ask for his forgiveness." Imam Hussein alayhi salam gave a speech on the night of Ashura, thanking Allah first and then saying to his companions, "I am not aware of any companions more faithful and honest than my companions and any relatives. May Allah grant you all a good reward. I think the day of our fighting with this army has arrived. I permit you all to go away because the enemies are after me only. You are free to depart without any restriction and can take advantage of the darkness of the night." The people who had come with the wrong intentions had already left before, and the ones who remained were perfect in their faith and loyalty. The listeners all rejected the option of abandoning Imam alayhi salam. One said, "Should we go away to live after you? We pray to Allah that the time may not come when you may be killed while we remain alive." Thereafter, the whole camp occupied itself in preparation for the events of the next day. Some soldiers checked their weapons, while others discussed tactics of warfare that would allow them to cause the most damage to Yazid's army. Imam Hussein alayhi salam went around the camp talking to his men as well as his family and giving encouragement and last minute instructions. He consoled his sister Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam and urged her to remain patient in the face of the hardship that was to follow his martyrdom. The night eventually came to an end, and the morning of the day of great sacrifices arrived. After reciting the dawn prayers, Imam Hussein alayhi salam arranged his small army in readiness to face thousands of men in the battle.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.